After 8 hours of debate and thousands of protesters outside, last night the Wisconsin Senate passed a right-to-work bill. The Republican-led assembly is expected to approve the legislation next week, making Wisconsin the 25th state to bar labor contracts requiring workers to pay union dues. It's a familiar fight in Wisconsin. Governor Scott Walker eliminated collective bargaining rights for public sector unions 4 years ago, triggering powerful protests. Annalise Hensel joins us from Here and Now contributing station WUWM in Milwaukee. And Annalise, describe for us last night long debate. I mean, we mentioned that there were thousands of protesters outside. So what was it like inside the Wisconsin State Senate?
Inside, it was very tense. Democratic state senators feel like they have been railroaded, as do the union members who are opposed to this right-to-work bill. They testified one after another about why they thought that right-to-work would be bad for the state. And there were a number of protesters who made it into the gallery, the upstairs viewing area, if you will, of the state Senate, who periodically were shouting out things like right-to-work is wrong and unfurling banners. Those that made a scene were immediately escorted out of the gallery. And at one point, the person who was running the Senate meeting threatened to clear the entire gallery if those who remained did not behave and stay quiet for the debate. Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald was one of the handful of Republicans who did get up and speak on behalf of the right-to-work bill. He says that it would be really good for businesses who want to locate here without worrying about having to negotiate with unions. And he also argues that it would be good for the workers themselves.
Over the last decade, 24 right-to-work states experienced an average job growth of 5.3%. Adding 3.6 million jobs. Right-to-work states experience an average wage growth of almost double the rate of forced union states. Right-to-work states grew manufacturing gross domestic product at nearly double the rate of forced union states.
So that's Wisconsin State Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald. But Annalise, I mean, you mentioned that opponents of the bill felt railroaded. I mean, tell us more about what they were saying last night.
Sure. Well, State Senator Julie Lassa was one of those who spoke against right to work, and she said that there is no point in continuing to cut and cut and cut wages because it won't result in the type of job growth that the Republicans say it would.
The kinds of businesses that are making siting decisions based solely on labor costs are not going to site their businesses anywhere in the United States. When it comes to wages, you can race to the bottom as fast as you want, but you'll never get lower than China, Vietnam, and Bangladesh. The kind of businesses that create good-paying, family-supporting jobs don't care about right to work.
So, Annalise, you know, when you were describing how protesters were inside the state Senate protesting and interrupting the debate, I mean, these all have very powerful echoes to the, you know, massive protests that Wisconsin saw 4 years ago when Governor Scott Walker essentially eliminated all collective bargaining rights for public sector unions. This time, it's private sector unions. So what were the protesters in the union movement in Wisconsin saying, you know, last night and today about what was happening?
They understandably are very frustrated because this bill has come on the fast track. It was just a few days ago when Senate Majority Leader Fitzgerald announced that he would go through with right to work. He's been talking about it for some time, but he just introduced the bill. And union members say that he did that, put the bill on the fast track, that is, in order to prevent union members from having a chance to get their momentum and get together and organize in really large numbers. Even so, there were several hundred people at the Capitol throughout the day, and they voiced their concern. They held a number of rallies over the last couple of days in Madison and in Milwaukee, too. And here's John Drew of the United Auto Workers making his bid in favor of unions and union membership.
Our members brew the beer at Miller Coors. We make the locks at Master Lock. We build trucks at Oshkosh. We assemble tractors at J.I. Case and Racine. And we even make toilets at Kohler. Yeah. We make these things in Wisconsin in union shops, and we're damn proud of it. Yeah.
And finally, let's talk a little bit about Governor Scott Walker here, because in December, the governor told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that he didn't plan to take on unions again, that it would be a distraction. And yet here we do have this bill. And also, his name has been bandied about as a potential Republican candidate for the White House. So is Governor Walker signaling the kind of presidential candidate he'd be with his strong and, I guess, seemingly successful, at least there in Wisconsin, his anti-union stance?
It's hard to say, because he has indeed made Act 10 a centerpiece of his first four-year term, which wrapped up at the end of last year. And that is the bill that launched him onto the national scene and gave him the power to continue to attract national attention. He says that if the legislature approves it, he will indeed sign the bill into law.
Annalise Hensel is from Here and Now contributing station WUWM in Milwaukee. Annalise, thank you so much.
Thank you for the opportunity.